I do tell this story somewhat jokingly. Someone on my team that works up in Minnesota saw it last year, and I told him then, you know, this is one of those you probably won't see again for 20 years, and now he's got it again. So it's something we always try to get good observation on, and you know, when we have it move in, we get a lot of chance to see different products and how they respond. I would say the thing that I always take some solace in with Southern Rust is it is fungicides are very effective at controlling it. We do have different levels of tolerance throughout our lineup, and certainly, you know, can help people understand that. But from a management standpoint, I would say our management recommendation is the same across all products, just because it is one that moves in, and when it does, it can be pretty aggressive. It's spreading. It doubles itself every 7 days. And so we want to make sure we get a fungicide applied in the cases when Southern Rust moves in.